Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yud Daled in Maseches Gittin. We are going to begin from Yud Gimel on the Beis, the sugya of Maimid Shloshtan. That topic is going to take us through all the way to Yud Daled Amid Aleph, where the Gemara is going to explain when that kinyan works and when that kinyan does not work. The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Daled Amid Aleph is going to teach us some of the halachos of achrayos, and that is, if a person took responsibility to transfer money to someone else, when does he become chayiv for that money and when he does not? Since Daf Tes Vav is relatively short, we're starting in the middle of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, we're going to stop around the sugya of Holech Mani Leploni and the sugya of Holech Kisri. Once again, I'm zochet to learn this with you, Betoch HaChomos Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Mezar Hashem, despite all the challenges here in Eretz Yisrael, may we always be zochet to Kimitzion Teitzei Sora Midvar Yerushalayim. We're going to discuss Maimid Shloshtan, as the Gemara itself analyzes a reference to it in the middle of our Amud on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Gufa Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, someone says to his friend, Mana li biyadcha. The $100 that I have that's in your hand, in other words, the money that you owe me, the money is still in your hands. The Gemara uses the expression, milva lahotzan, it doesn't mean that literally the money is in his hands, but the money that you owe me, that's what manali biyotcha means, tno lo leploni. So Reuven says to Shimon, the money that you owe me, give it to Levi, b'maimad shloshtan. And it's being done in front of all of the parties. Let's take a look and see what maimad shloshtan means. This is actually a complex sugya. For those of you who have the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras, they quote in the Mishnah Sarishonim, the Ritva, that Maimed Shloshtan requires that all three parties be present. In other words, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money, give it to Levi. All three of them have to be present, and Reuven cannot send a shliach, says the Ritva. There are quite a few conditions in regards to Maimed Shloshtan that appear in three Tosas, and probably the most important daf in Shas discussing Maimed Shloshtan is this daf on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We have Tos Dira Maschul Kufa Tnohu and B'Maimed Shloshtan. But the basic rule of Maimed Shloshtan is, that we'll discuss in today's daf exactly how it works, is that Reuven says to Shimon, the money that you owe me, give to Levi. So halacha is that Levi is Kona. Amar Rava comes along, he says, Mestama Milsa Dirab B'Pikadon. This only applies to a pikadon. In other words, Reuven says to Shimon, the pikadon, the object that you're watching for me that's in your hand, that belongs to me, you're watching my watch, give that to Levi. But when it comes to milva, that halacha does not apply. When it comes to milva, that is not an effective way of transferring money. In a moment, we'll discuss what the rationale is for that. Asks the Gemara v'Elokim, Amar Rav afilu milva. But Rav taught us that the same applies for milva, not only when it comes to pikadon, but milva as well. Itmar nami Amar Shmuel Mishmei to Levi, milva li biyotcha. If Reuven says to Shimon, there is a halva that you have of mine in your hands, in other words, I lent you money, Tno lo leploni b'man mitshloshten kana. If all three of them are present, then it's kana. Oh, why is that? The time of mine. And why is it that such a kinyan works? However, there are opinions that say it does not work when it comes to a milva, only a pikadon. Explains Rashi that the chiddush over here is that when it comes to a milva, the object is not be'en. Take a look at Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil, My time of the milva kana halesa be'ena de liknayu. And we mentioned in the past that the Gemara tells us that we assume that a monetary loan doesn't exist anymore. The moment Reuven gave it to Shimon, Shimon, we assume, spent it. So nevertheless, the halacha is that it works. The time of my, how does it work? That's quite a chiddush. Amar meimer nasa koimer le b'shas matamois. It's a chidush in terms of how this entire loan works. When Reuven lent Shimon the money and he gave it to money. When Shimon accepts the loan, he is being meshabed himself not to simply pay back Reuven, but to him and all that which comes after him. In other words, if anybody else is going to demand, Levi is going to demand the money, where clearly Reuven had transferred the rights to Levi, so then in such a case, Shimon was meshabed himself to that phenomenon as well. So that's the reason why Maimed Shloshtan would work even in regards to Milva. Amalei Rav Ashi Meimar El Miata Hikna Noladim to Lo Hava B'Shas Matamos Hachinami to Lo Kanu. What would happen if, instead of Reuven saying, give it to Levi, who's a 40-year-old man, he says, give it to Levi, who is a 2-week-old baby, and the money was borrowed 6 months before? So then, in such a case, it shouldn't work, because what did we say? We said that the relationship of Shibud, the moment in which Shimon borrowed the money, he's being meshamed himself not only to Reuven, but also to the baby, any a further chov, bal chov, that will appear down the line. So says the Gemara, Hachanami lo kanu, da'afilu Rabbi Meir, da'amar adamakanas, da'avar shalom bo la'olam, even according to Rabbi Meir, who says that a person can create an acquisition with things that don't exist. The classic case of Rabbi Meir is that if I sell the fruits that are going to grow on my tree. Right now, in my backyard in Beit Shemesh, there are no fruits that are growing on the tree. It's during the winter. But fruits that will grow on the tree, if I sold it to somebody, that's being makneh dover shelo b'olam. So even according to a mayor that says that I could sell fruits that eventually are going to come, hani mili the dover sheyeshnoi b'olam. That only applies to things that appear, that already exist. What does it mean? Dover sheyeshno ba'olam. So the example that we gave is the tree. The Mefarshim explain that a tree, the fruits don't exist, but all of the potential growth of the fruits are all in place when the person's makne, when he gives over the fruits that are ultimately going to be produced by the tree. The tree is in existence. Everything else is in existence. And if the world works according to its regular nature, it will happen. That's considered davar sheyeshno ba'olam. The potential is in the world. Aval davar she'eino ba'olam, loy. But here, when it comes to Levi, Levi hasn't been born at all. And that is going to be different than the case of fruits. Tosis points out that this phenomenon doesn't appear, this distinction between a child that hasn't been born versus fruits. One could argue that the mother is around, and therefore the child's potential exists. But Tosis points out that there are other places that we assume that in Dibar Maskel Davar, that there's a difference between an umbar, a fetus, that we don't consider in existence. It's more shaloba la'olam than fruits themselves. I am betesis di ramaskel ledover. So the Gemara says, how is it that maimed shloshtan is going to work for a halva? Elomer Rav Ashi says the Gemara, the last three words that you give on the bay is going to the top of Yudal Rav and Aleph. By he anoda komishtan yolei beim milva yishana le milva chadasha gomar umishabed nafshei. There is something that Shimon is gaining from the process of having it given to Levi. In other words, the chov being transferred from money that he owes to Reuven to Levi, that it's a hana that he's meshaved himself. It's true. It's considered davar shelo ba'olam, and really, in general, it would not be a valid hakna, but there is a hana. Probably in Lamdus, we would say that that hana is creating the kinyan. The hana becomes the transfer itself. The hana that now Shimon doesn't have to pay Levi so quickly. You know how it is. We know that people are uncomfortable, naturally so they should be. If they're not, there's something wrong with owing others money. Shimon must be uncomfortable owing Reuven money. And he's owed Reuven, let's say, for 30 days. So now, when Reuven tells him it's going to be a new loan by Levi, he got 30 extra days. says Rashi on the top of the Yomud, Bahi ano the Kamishtanya, Milva the Gabe Hai, Mi Milva Yeshana la Milva Chadasha. It's now going from a old loan that Shimon owes Ruve to a new loan that he owes Levi. And that Hana'a that Shimon gets, he's willing to transfer it with the phenomenon of Maim and Shloshtam of all three of them standing around. And therefore the Hakna works, even though it will be different than Pikadon, because you could argue that the item doesn't exist at all. The name El Yoshuv today is a glorious name. However, once upon a time, because of Rav Yoshev Zatzal and his grandfather, the name El Yoshev was not a good thing. And that was, there were people called Bey Bar El Yoshev who were gangsters. The Gemara mentions them in Bava Basra. Dikafti Vishakli Le'alter. So that what they would do is, the way these gangsters operated is anybody who owed them money immediately, kafsi vishakli l'alter, they would immediately accost them for the money. There was no tolerance, and they were only dealt with roughly. So hachinami d'lo kanu. So if we're talking about a case that these Bar El Yoshev are the individuals who are in the category of Levi. In other words, Reuven is transferring the money that Shimon owes him to Bar El Yoshev. Are you going to say it doesn't work? V'chi tema hachinami. So that was the question that Huna, Bar Merid Rav Nechemia, had asked Rav Ashi. And the follow-up is, v'chi tema hachinami. And if you're going to say that's so, im kein asata d'varech l'shiurim. Now this whole chiddush of Ayim Shlosha depends. You have to analyze what type of person Levi is. Is Levi a gangster? Is he a nice guy? Is he a soft? Is he a toughie? All of those things don't seem to be when we were first introduced to Ayim Shlosha. El Omar Mar Zutra, rather Rav Zutra suggested the explanation for how Ayim Shlosha works in regards to Milve, and he is based on a mystery. Hani klas mili shavinu rabbanan kilchasa b'lei taima. It's one of the three things that the Chachamim made a takana. According to Rashi, it's not a standard takana like one of the takanos of the Rabbanan, but Rashi says ki'ilu kibla meisha halacha misinai shein tzarech lasus botan. It's, we act. It wasn't a halacha moshe misinai. Some people make a mistake. They read Rashi incorrectly, that Rashi's saying it's a halacha moshe misinai. Rashi did not say it's a halacha moshe misinai, but for some reason the Chacham felt so strongly about it, they made a takana. They didn't give the reason, because they didn't want anybody to play around with the takana. Chadaha, and this is one of the three things. Maimit Shloshtan is one of these three things. The fact that it works, according to the simple pshat of the Gemara, why it works for halva. That's an interesting question, because Tosas seems to say that it works in general. That's mo'l liknos, even though in the pshat Gemara, we were only bothered by how it works for halva. Either way, that would be necessary for iyun. So Gemara says, chadaha, this is one of the cases. V'idach, in another case, number of Yudam Shmuel, ha'kesim kol nechasav l'ishtoi, loy asa ela apitropia. If a man writes, all of his possessions are given to his wife, so then the halacha is that it doesn't belong to her. So explains Rashi, apitropia lahachnis ulahotzi, she now could decide how to spend the money. But it's not legally hers. That's a takana, even though he wrote a halachic transaction to her. He liked her a lot, and he wanted to write to her all the money. The Rabbanu Mesaket, he can't do that. Continuing on Rashi, V'avu b'shekasal ha'balashem ha'tana lo kanasan, ve'ein tiknu ve'ein tam bedavar, elekach tiknu. And here, Rashi gives us a mechanic. V'hefker bezen hefker, it's working with the power of Bezdin's ability to make hefker. The Gemara Yivamis on Sadi Amid Beis, as well as later on in our Mesechta, on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara will give us sources for how we know Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Says the Gemara, that's example number two, that for some reason the Rabbanim wanted the woman only to be apotropis and not to take the man's money. V'idach Tamar Chananya Hamesi Isha Libnoi Gadol Bebayis Kanam. The third example is, according to Rashi, it seems that what happened is that a fellow is marrying off his son and wants to use the house as what Rashi describes as the Beis Chasnus. Now, one could explain Rashi based on the idea that according to many opinions, the way in which a person becomes nisuin, and if there is a relationship in nisuin between husband and wife, is he takes her into his house. So if the father, Rashi explains, is not living in this house, and he says, do nisuin in that house, maybe one could add to Rashi that the requirement, according to many, is that the husband own the area that he's doing nisuin. So then, if a man is having his son married to a daughter, and he marries off his son in this house, kano, the son, is kone, the home. And the presumption is that since the father is not living there, that he would want the son to have it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given him the house for the nisuin. Tosis explains that the previous case, that's how Tosis explains the case of Hamesi Isha in Dibar Maskel Kilchasa, and the previous case is that the assumption is when a man writes his possessions to a woman, he wants to show her how important she is in his life, that he's comfortable with her spending his money. But that doesn't necessarily mean, just because he gives her the credit card, doesn't necessarily mean that he's giving her the money, that the monies should be hers, period. Amalei Ravler of Acha Bardula, Kaba Demarika Isli Gaboch. A measurement of a kav, morika, is translated by some as a type of perfume. A kav of perfume that Isli Gaboch, that I have by you, in other words, you owe to me, Yavile Pleni Bape, that I'm giving to you, I'm telling you to give to somebody else. So Shimon owes Reuven perfume, and Reuven says, give it to Levi. Kaminalach, I said to you, Dulo Adranabi, that I'm not going to back out. So that was what happened in that particular case. That Rav said to Rav Acha Bardla, that I'm not going to back out of this. The Gemara deduces, Michlal, Diboy Hoderbe, Matzi Hoderbe, that in general, even though he gave it to him Bikinyan, the Gemara here thinks that it was done Bikinyan Maimit Shloshton, Rashi explains, that he could still back out. And what did we just learn before? Our previous sugya was that Maimit Shloshton, you can't back out. Says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Dvarim Alolu Lo Nitnu Lichazara. He was saying, he was spelling out that since we did it through Maimit Shloshton, it was ba'apei, it was all in front of all the parties, so then I can't back out. He was explaining to him the halacha. Asks the Gemara, did Rav need to explain to Rav Acha Bardla? Ha'amar Rav chadazimna? Didn't Rav already teach it to us? The famous teaching. Dam Ravun Amar Rav. Manali biyat chatana l'ponim ma'amit shloshten kona. That we learn Maimon Shloshtan works, answers the Gemara, Ima he have a mina hani mili matanim beruba. That only applies to a very large amount of money, because there the guy is clearly serious. Avu matanim uetas lo liboi befanav. But if it's a small amount of money, I would think that you could even transfer, that if Reuven tells Shimon to give it to Levi, even if Levi's not there, even if one of the parties are not there, it's going to work. Then in such a case, you don't need to be done by Mishloshan. Kamash Malon, that's what Rav was teaching Achabarad Bargal. Even a Kamorika, that's a little bit of perfume, nevertheless, halach is, it needs to be done b'maymid shloshtan. The Gemara continues, Hani Ginoi, these people who own gardens, the Ovid Chushban Ba'adei Adadi, that when they do business together, they're real estate, different gardens, different parks, different buildings. Ba'adei Adadi, Posh, Chomesh Isatri Zuzi Gabi Chad Meinayim. They were doing a calculation about all their business dealings. It turns out that one of them owed the other 5 zuzim. Amarle, so the one who was entitled to it, let's say this is Reuven, said to Shimon, Yavina Nale, Lemari Arba, give it to this owner of land, Ba'ape Ara, Mara Ara, and it was said in front of Levi, the owner of the land, Vikanamine, and it worked through the power of Maimid Shloshtam. But the way they did it is they also used Konamine. Now, Koname refers to Kinyan Chalipin, Kinyan Suder. So they also concretized it with Kinyan Suder. Lesof, in the end, Azalavit Chushbana Bein Dilei Lenafshe, he did a calculation for himself, Lo Poshka Bei V'lo Midi, and it turns out that the first calculation was incorrect, and there was no money that was owed. Also, Kamei Rav Nachman, that came from the Rav Nachman, Amar Lei Ma'i Avilach Chada, what am I going to do? On the one hand, Damar Rav Huna Amar Rav, you have the Shita Rav Huna Amar Rav, that Ma'im and Shloshim works, Va'od HaKonami Nachli, even did a Kenyan. Amar Lei Rava, Rava said, Rav Nachman, is it the same case? Atu Hai Mi Kamar Lo Yevinu, Deleka Gabai Kamar. It's not that I'm saying, the fellow Shimon is saying, it's not that I'm saying I won't pay if I owe Reuven, but over here Reuven said the money that you owe me, and in this case I don't owe him. Amalei, so therefore Nachman Paskin, Imken, Kinyin Betos, who call Kinyin Betos Choser, and therefore Shimon doesn't owe any money. Itmar, Holech money leploni sha'ani chayevlo. Go give, Reuven says to Shimon, be my shliach, to bring money to Levi. Very, very different. No money that Shimon owes to Reuven. Obviously, it's similar to the case of Maim and Shlosh in the sense that there's a triangle over here. But in this case, Reuven gives money to Shimon to give to Levi. Shani Chayev lo. And I, Reuven, owe it. Amar Rav Chayev ba'achriyuso. Then Shimon becomes responsible for those monies. And if for whatever reason he loses them, then he has to pay to Levi out of his own pocket. That's Achrayus, responsible. V'imbolachzor einachozer. And there is another corollary, and that is that if Reuven wants to back out, he can't. U'shmuel amr b'tov shechai b'achriyuso, imbolachzor chozer. Shmuel says that since Shimon is now responsible, the halacha is that he's able to back out. Now, who's backing out over here? It's Reuven that's saying, no, I decide that you shouldn't give the money to you, Shimon, shouldn't give it to Levi. Shmuel's argument goes as follows. Since the halacha is that Shimon is now responsible for the monies, then it shows that it hasn't reached Levi's hands. If we don't consider it as if it's reached Levi's hands, and he has to pay it back to Reuven if it is lost, that shows that Levi is not kona yet. If it shows that Levi is not kona, then Reuven is able to back out. What's behind this machlokis? Analyze the Gemara. Lema b'hakam if they're saying they're arguing about the following: the mar savar holech kischidami, umar savar holech lav kischidami. When Reuven says to Shimon, "Take the money to Levi," is Shimon zocha on Levi's behalf the money? If the halacha is as Shmuel said that Reuven could still back out and say, give me back the money, don't give it to Levi, then that shows us holech lav kischi. However, Rav, who says that he can't back out, he seems to be assuming that holech is kischi. Says the Gemara, lei dekule alma holech kischi dami. Everybody agrees that holech is like kischi. But there's a mother of machlokas. Mar savar lo yamrina migu, umar savar amrina migu. One opinion says that we evoke the concept of migu here, and one opinion says that we don't. What's this issue of migu? According to Rashi, it means as follows: at the end of Dibur Maskil de Kule Al Maholech, that Shmuel is of the opinion that we say migu. Since your chayev b'achrayis, since the halacha is that Shimon is responsible, and it's not considered as if it reached already Levi's hands, so then the halacha would be that once it's considered hasn't reached Levi's hands, in far as the halacha of Achrayis, then Reuven could back out. However, the dissenting opinion of Rav is going to say that just because Shimon is chayiv Achrayis, we don't say that Migu is chayiv Achrayis, that Reuven automatically could be Chozer. That's the two don't necessarily go together. What's the svara of that machlokas? Whether we say that migu, just because one can be chozer automatically, or the other way around, once one is chayiv ba'achrayis, so then in such a case the fellow can be chozer. One could suggest that it revolves around the question of whether achrayos, the fact that Shimon has achrayos, automatically indicates that the deal is still in Reuven's hands. One could argue that even if Shimon has achrayos to pay back to Reuven, just because he has that achrayos, that doesn't mean that Reuven could be chozer. So the machlokis is whether we say mitoch shechayv la'achrayis in bo lachzer chozer. That's going to be the opinion of Shmuel, while Rav says that one cannot. The Gemara continues talking about say to Rav, we learn a brisa like Rav holich monu ploni shani chayv lo, ten monu ploni shani chayv lo. If Reuven asks Shmuel to take to Levi a mona, or to give him a mana, halach mana leploni pikadon sheishli biyadi ten mana leploni pikadon sheishli biyadi chayiv b'achriyusa vimla balachzer eino chozer. So we learned similar halachas in regards to pikadon. Not only a case where Reuven Shimon owes money to Reuven, Reuven asks Shimon to give that money to Levi, but also in a case of where Shimon is holding on to something, and Reuven asks him to give it to Levi. So then we have a similar type of halacha, chayiv b'achriyusa, vimbo lachzer eina chozer, that number one is Shimon is chayiv b'achriyusa, and number two, Reuven can't back out. Asks the Gemara, pikadon. But when it comes to pikadon, how could it be that the halacha is that Reuven can't back out? After all, let Reuven say, this is a different halacha than monies, because this is a concept that one has in Bav Metzia and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, ein ritzoni shei pikdono biyad acher, that Reuven has the right to argue, I don't want my pikadon in someone else's hand. Rashi gives us a brilliant chap, where Rashi says that we have a rule that we've learned already earlier, ein chavin lo la'adam ela b'fanav. We had that earlier on the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. So over here as well, we should say that when it comes to this object, this pikadon, it's a chov, Rashi explains. I don't want my object by him. If I don't want my object by him, so then in such a case, then he could be able to be chozer. It turns out that this Reuven, this Mishaleach, was already lying on in regards to the Pikadon, and therefore Reuven is not believed when it's something that he was watching on behalf of somebody else. So then in such a case, he's not going to be the one that the Bailim want, explains Rashi, and therefore, even if he's Chozer, we don't listen to him. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abzera Kishochzik Kafron. The Gemara continues the more halacha, 7 lines from the bottom, Rosheshes Havile Asharta Disarvili Bimachuza. He had monies that he was Chayiv for people who are Sarbolim. Sarbolim are coats. In other words, Rav Sheshes had people who owed him money for coats that he had sold, and they had not paid him back. Amar Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Bahadi de Osis Esnayun Alei, Ozel Yavinu Lei. Rav Sheshes requested to Rav Yosef when he went to the place where the people owed Rav Sheshes money. He said, when you're there, I sin an Ali. Go and bring me back the money. Sure enough, Rav Yosef did his bidding. Azal Yavinale. He went and he asked the money from the people who had bought the coats from Rav Sheshes. Yavinale. And he gave it to Rav Sheshes. However, Amrale, the purchasers who bought the coats originally from Rav Sheshes, said to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Nikne Minach. we want you to do a kinyan to be chayiv achrayis. We want you to take achrayis, that you're taking achrayis, if the money's going to be lost, that you're going to pay back Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes is not going to send someone else to us to get the money. Amalu in. He said, okay, no problem. I'll do it. Lesov ishtamitlu. However, in the end, Rav Yosef disappeared, and he didn't do the kinyan with them. Ki asa lekabel. So when Rav Yosef came back and he told Rav Sheshes the whole story, Amle shaper avadita, you did well. Delo shavis nafshach eveloive liishmalva. That's a pasuk in Mishlei, and that is that someone who borrows money becomes an eved to the malva. In other words, by taking that achrayis upon yourself, then you become like an eved loveh. So it's good that you got yourself out of it. Others suggested, no, that Rav Sheshes was saying the following, that those people who bought the coat from me, they're the ones who should bear the responsibility. We should say, eved loveh li'ish malveh, and therefore you should not take the responsibility for the money. The responsibility of the money is on them. The Gemara continues the bottom line in Yudalad Amar Alf, Rabbi Ichi Bar Yosha, Havile Isfika Dikaspa Binarda. He had a utensil of silver that was made in the city of Narda. Amalu Rabbi Stoib Rabbi Yoni, Rabbi Yossi Bar Keeper, Bahadi the Asisu, Asiunele. When you go and return, bring me the utensil. In other words, he had lent the utensil somebody, and he asked these Amoraim to bring it back to him. Azul Yavunele. They went and they returned it to him. Amaluhu Nikni Minaichu. So the Shomre HaPikadon, who were watching on behalf of Rabbi Acha Rabbi Yoshia, said, we want you to take responsibility for this object. Amaluhu Lo Amaluhu. Again, Amaluhu Lo. They said, no, we're not taking responsibility. Amaluhu Adrinale. So they said, if you're not taking responsibility, then return to us the utensil, because we want to make sure that it's going to get back to the right place and that it should be done with achrayis. Rabbi Stoi Rabbi Yane Amaluhu in. And Rabbi Stoi said, okay, we'll give you back the pikadon. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kikvar Amaluhu lo. He said, no, I'm not giving it back to you. We're not taking responsibility, but we're bringing it back to Rabbi Achi. Have it come at Tzarulay. So they were driving him crazy. If you're not taking responsibility, give it back. Amalei Chazimar, Heichi Ka'ovid. So he said, that is the Shomer HaPikadon, or the Shomrei Pikadon, said to Rabbi Distai, look at this. Look and see how Rabbi Yossi is acting, that he doesn't want to give back the utensil. Amalehu, Rabbi Dosti said, Tov Rami Le. So you could hit him. In other words, really, he should, Rabbi Yossi should be giving back the kli. Kiyasa Legabe. So when Rabbi Dostoy and Rabbi Yossi came to Rabbi Achi, Amale, Rabbi Yossi described to Rabbi Achi what happened. Chazimar lo mistai delo sayon elo amalu nami tov Rami Le. Rabbi Yossi complained to Rabbi Achi, you see what Rabbi Dostoy did? Not only did he say to them, okay, we'll take responsibility, but they even told he even told them to hit me. Amalei, so Rabbi Achi asked Rabbi Dostoy, Amai Tavir Hachi, why did you do this? Amalei, so Rabbi Dostoy explained, Oisin b'nei Adon, these people were tough guys. Hein Amo, they are very tall. Not only are they tall, they wear top hats. V'kovon ama, and their hats are an ama tall. Umidabrim, and when they speak, mechetzyeyen. Their voice comes from the middle of their body. In other words, a deep, powerful voice. V'shemoseyem uvalin, and their names are frightful. Arda, v'arta, ufili, breish. All these were scary names for some reason. Oimrin kafuso kaisin, and when they tell someone
tie him up. That person gets tied up. Gangsters. Omri and Harugo, Hargin, when they say that someone should be killed, he gets killed. Ilu, Hargo has Dustai. And if Dustai would have been killed, in other words, if I would have stood up to them, I would have gotten killed. Me, Nasan, Liyanai, Abba, Bar Kamoisi. Who will give Yanai, in other words, my father, Reb Dustai, but Yanai says, my father Yanai, a son like me. In other words, you're right, I caved in, but it was a certain level of pikuach nefesh. Amalei, so Reb Achi asked Reb Dustai, tell me a little bit more about these people. B'nei Adam, Alolu, Kroivin, L'malchus, say, are these people with connections to a tough kingdom? Amalei, hen. He said, yes, Yeshan, Susan, Upradim, Sheratz, Machareim, they have all of the necessary transportation, horses and mules that are running behind them. Then what you did was correct. Really, the halacha is that you didn't have to take achrayis. And you shouldn't have given in when they insisted. However, in this case, because they were powerful, then what Rabbi Dustai did was okay. When they insisted that the item be returned, when they didn't want to do a kinyan, Reb Dustai caved in, and that was the correct thing. So at the end of the day, we do see that there isn't a chiyuv of achrayis immediately. However, if there was a kinyan that was made to be mechayev for achrayis, then there would be achrayis that is binding.
The Gemara now comes back to the halachas of holech mana leploni. Holech mana leploni, Reuven asked Shimon to take this amount of money and give it to Levi. And Shimon can't find him. Tani chadiyachzeru l'mishaleach. One opinion says that he goes back to Reuven and he gives it back to him. V'tanya idach liyarshei mishin shtalchulo. What happens if Levi is dead? So then another opinion says he gives it to Levi's yarshim. What's the machlokas? Demar savar holokiski. If you hold that it goes to Yarshim, that's because once Reuven gives it to Shimon, it's considered as if Levi is zoche on Shimon is zoche on Levi's behalf, and Levi now owns it. And if Levi's not alive, it goes to Yarshim. Umar savar holokav kiski. Amar vamav amramul dekuli amar holokav kiski. So why is it if you hold holok is not kiski that you don't give it back to Reuven? No. Here's a question of when Reuven said this, whether he was healthy or shchimura. Rashi explains that when it's a healthy person, then it's pashut, it goes back to Reuven. However, there's an exception to the rule that even though we say normally holech is lav kischi, but if it's a shchimura, divre shchimura kechsuvim uchumsurim dami, when the shchimura says it's as if it's given over to Levi, and therefore it would be binding. It could even be described that there are times that it goes back to Reuven, even if Reuven is a shchimura. Ha de isi lemekabel b'shas matan mos. Ha de lesa lemekabel b'shas matan mos. It depends if Levi is alive at the time that Reuven gave the money as a shchimura to Shimon. If the halacha is that Shimon was alive, Levi was alive, not only was Shimon alive, Reuven was alive, Shimon was alive, and even Levi was alive, who Reuven wanted to give the money to, so then in such a case, he's zoche, and if Levi dies, so then in such a case, it's given to Levi's Yarshim. However, if he's not alive at that time, so then, explains Rashi, so then in such a case, Shimon attempted to be zochet on Levi's behalf, but Levi was dead, and it wouldn't work. It's not binding. Rav Papa Amar Hava Bibari. Really, we're talking about a healthy person. It should be totally on the sugya of holech kischi. If you say holech is kischi, then it goes to Levi, and if you don't, it doesn't. Hademeis bekabel b'chayim noisin. Hademeis noisin b'chayim mekabel. Over here, somebody died. So if Levi dies in the lifetime of Reuven, so then the halacha is that Shimon is supposed to go back to Reuven and return it. However, if Reuven dies in the lifetime of Levi, so then in such a case, the halacha is that Shimon goes and he gives it to Levi. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to continue on with the sugya of Holech Kizchi tomorrow. This was not an easy daf. Be'ezer Hashem, what we did today on daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis is we discussed the sugya of Maimad Shloshtan and different rationales and different instances that Maimad Shloshtan worked. The Gemara says it's obvious that Maimad Shloshtan works in the case of an object, in transferring an object, when it comes to Halva. That's a little bit more of a chidush, and the Gemara attempted to find sources that would explain how Maimud Shloshtan works. Ultimately, the Gemara says it's a Hilchasa below Taima, along with two other halachos that are like halacha and Moshe Misina. The Gemara also had discussed different instances of a Kinyan Bitos. And finally, the Gemara on the bottom of Yudalad Amid Alf, about 10-12 lines from the bottom, had discussed Achrayus of Holech Mona Leploni. And the Gemara had suggested that when Reuven asked Shimon to take something, it could be that the halacha of whether Shimon has achrayus is also connected to whether Reuven could back out. The Gemara has different opinions from the Amoraim in that regard. The Gemara then went on to discuss an instance of shluchim, not only one instance, but actually a couple of instances where shluchim were not mekabel achrayus, and the Gemara seems to laud them for not taking achrayus in a couple of those instances. And finally, as we mentioned, our daf concluded, we're going to have to pick up 20 lines from the bottom of Yudalad Amid Beis tomorrow, but our daf concluded with a discussion of Holech Mana Leploni, the halachos of Holech Kizchi, as well as it manifests in different case of death in regards to Shchimira and an instance of where Meis Mekabel B'chayin Noisen and Meis Noisen B'chayin Mekabel. This Be'ez Hashem concludes Daf Yudalid in Maseches Gittin.